This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We're broadcasting live out of sunny Los Angeles, California. Just wanted to give you a real quick heads up. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on our Facebook account, double E, double E. Don't forget that, Bradleedean. It's got a picture of me sitting in front of Arlington with a flag in my hand because we live for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, again, for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in at any time, friends, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in your country today, because we're seeing selective prosecution coming from none other than the FBI, the monster that they have created, these bureaucracies, friends, that are working against the people and protecting special interest groups. Well, we're going to go over to some hate crimes concerning who they are zeroing in on. And again, we're talking about special prosecution coming from the likes of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And why is it that they're protecting those that mean to destroy we the people? I mean, just read the Quran, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about. But if anybody dares speaks out against them or the homosexuals, for some reason or another, they're trying to label you as haters and they want to call it a hate crime, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I also want to let you know, too, before we get over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, I want to let you know that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, well, no better way to say it than it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going over to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com to let you know what's going on from coast to coast, from Texas all the way to Minnesota, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump is enough political capital to destroy Big Brother. As I've been sharing with you since the beginning of this radio show, which is probably going on 16, maybe 17 years now, folks, concerning the dilemma that you've allowed yourselves to be put in, America, your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32:23, do keep in mind, I don't care who you put in the White House today, friends, until the American people are awakened to the fact that they need to repent before a just and a holy God, Acts 20, verse 21, nothing's going to change. If you want to be a so foolish as to not pay attention to history only to see history repeat itself. Go ahead and put your trust into the armor of the flesh, because Scripture tells us cursed is that man. And again, friends, we may be being led by opposition in this country right now, so do not put your trust into any man. Put your trust into God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he promises to direct your path. But again, Trump has enough political capital to destroy Big Brother, friends. We'll see what transpires in the days up and coming. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have also another contributor on a nationwide basis that has a headline here that says, Remembering the Alamo. Again, remember the Alamo, friends. It's important that we do that. Again, study history so the future does not repeat itself. And there's no better way as to how to predict the future but by looking to the past, so don't forget that neither. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the select prosecution of the FBI. That's who we're going to be talking about, and that's the topic in which we're going to be talking about today on the Sons of Liberty Media, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com here today as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, report, the VA physician not disciplined for performing unnecessary heart surgeries on vets. Now, why is that? Again, all you Trumpites, I thought this was another one of Donald Trump's promises. Are you so short-lived in memory that you've forgotten all of his promises? We're going to take care of our own. There's no reason for our veterans going overlooked. But yet again, friends, no discipline, no removal of those that have violated our veterans. Friends, when you get to the point in your country where you're okay with government, corrupt government, doing what they're doing to your veterans, you have a serious problem. But I want to tell you that that country is doomed. Because at that point, you are now allowing those that have the opportunity and privilege and trust in the American people to actually represent we the people. Friends, do not forget that it was our veterans that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege so we can maintain our freedoms through the rule of law. But when you allow the rule of law to be taken down, remember what John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And what are we seeing here, America? We're seeing tyranny in action. Why? Because the law ended. In other words, the American people forgot who they were under God, and they now are allowing the corrupt politicians to rule the day. But again, what are we highlighting? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the VA physician not disciplined for performing unnecessary heart surgeries on vets. Where's Donald, America? Just asking you the question. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, new leaks confirm, here's the CIA once again, friends, CIA poised as Russian hackers. Friends, do remember what the fourth president of the United States of America said when he warned the American people. Who knows better than our founding forefathers? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Friends, those that were raised up on the likes of the original Batman, don't you remember the series where the Penguin continuously sent in his brown shirts like that of Adolf Hitler or any other dictator? And he always came in as the problem solver? Friends, new leaks confirm the CIA has been poisoning itself as the Russian hackers. So what are they doing? They're coming in, creating the problem, then they want to come in as the problem solver. America, listen to me carefully. You are under attack. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's within. It's not without. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Is that where we're at today? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, friends. We're again going to highlight the selective prosecution of the FBI. Again, broadcasting live out of beautiful Los Angeles, California. If you want to give us a call, do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Welcome back again to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You have Bradley Dean here, folks, again broadcasting live out of sunny Los Angeles, California. We're going to be talking about the selective prosecution of the FBI. And what's interesting is just now there's a live feed going on, a media feed, and it's interesting that a picture of James Comey pops up. He's the director of the FBI, and it has his hand swearing to uphold the Constitution up in the air, swearing to God and man that he will uphold the Constitution. Well, there's a meme that goes along with it, and right next to this meme it says, those faithless representatives, listen to what I said, those faithless representatives have created a monster that has now turned on us. Now, friends, I didn't create this. I didn't come up with the idea to expose this. It's interesting how the Holy Ghost works. Now, keep in mind, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And what we do is we preach God's moral law to expose the sin, to bring sinners to repentance. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So in saying that, it just shows you how the Lord is always at work here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, line upon line, precept upon precept. Again, I'm looking at a picture of James Comey, the director of the FBI, and the Meme Post says, those faithless representatives have created a monster that has now turned on us. Well, what are they talking about? Well, that leads right into the radio show. That leads right into the program, the selective prosecution of the FBI. See, friends, because what we're finding is that the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, without a doubt, is sending the message of selective prosecution. Now, let me go back and give you a little history. If you go back to J. Edgar Hoover, first of all, we know he was a raving sodomite. He was a homosexual. To give you a little history, first-hand information from those that were with the likes of Martin Luther King Jr., that were about the movement with Martin Luther King Jr. during the civil rights movement, it's interesting to note that those that were actually sending in provocateurs were known to be coming from none other than J. Edgar Hoover because of his diabolical hatred for the likes of Martin Luther King Jr. And everything that you've seen concerning Martin Luther King Jr., the information that you have on Martin Luther King Jr. Throughout the United States of America and worldwide was all contrived in the wicked heart and wicked mind of none other than J. Edgar Hoover, who was the one that was responsible for smearing the whole civil rights movement in the first place back in the 60s. And Andrew Young knew it. He was the one that was right next to Martin Luther King Jr. during those marches. And so did Roger Wilkins, who was the head of the DOJ, and his friend who was standing right next to him, Sam Kyle, when he was shot down for the world to see at that motel in Memphis, Tennessee. They all knew that it was J. Edgar Hoover that was responsible for tapping their phones and for literally haunting every single step that they took to liberate a people that have been long oppressed. And it's interesting, the emails and the responses of the people that come back to me after shows when I'm highlighting this information, they come back and say, well, you know that he was a communist. No, he was not a communist. That was from the propaganda machine coming out of the likes of J. Edgar Hoover, America. When are we going to wake up to the fact that many of the problems in which we're facing today, a good portion of them, are self-inflicted? And there's a political end to the chaos that they're creating. Because the more chaos they create, the more control they want, because they want you to relinquish your rights to give them more power to continuously oppress the people. And by the way, this isn't new news to many people. Many know in this country that the CIA and the FBI are there protecting special interest groups. They're not their friends. At all times protecting the little guy from the big guy. It's just the exact opposite. Now let me kind of show you and give you kind of an overview of what I'm talking about. Because it's important that you know the information I'm giving you is first-hand information. By the way, just for the record, going back just a little bit before we start rocking this topic, I spent time with Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, for 3 hours up in his skyscraper talking about the information that I'm giving you right now. I spent an hour and a half with the former DOJ, Roger Wilkins, concerning the information that I'm about to give you right now. I spent time with Sam Kyle, Billy Kyle, the preacher from Memphis that was standing next to MLK Jr. when he was shot. He thought he was kidding, by the way. And he turned around and seen a pool of blood. And by the way, not a one of them believe the report that was given to the world concerning the assassination of MLK Jr. Just for the record, just to show you how you have been lied to and inundated by those that mean to control your mind and your thoughts. Because the war is on for your mind, friends. And that's why I always start off every radio show with saying, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, this is not the radio program where we go about with gossip. Or hearsay. He said, she said. Nope. We have to give it to you from firsthand experience. We have to know that it's confirmed. We want to hear from the people that are giving the information and so on and so forth. Because without that, friends, we don't want to throw things out there that are unverified in so many different ways. So I wanted to let you know all the way through, friends, concerning the information that you have on MLK Jr., it's completely untrue. It's propaganda every step of the way. They were threatened by MLK Jr. because the people were behind him and not behind the corrupt president during that present time in our history. So let's go to this. The FBI and their selective prosecution. Well, I want to preface what I'm about to talk about real quick. Because I want you to understand that in no way I hate violence. I really do. But I want you to understand that I'm in no way advocating one crime over another as in any attempt to justify any sort of crime. Because to suggest that I'm justifying or attempting to justify any sort of crime, I want to let you know that that is absolutely ridiculous. My message since day one has always been, justice is the guardian of liberty. Going over to Amos 5:24, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. And you can go over to Isaiah 26:9, Psalm 97, Psalm 9, verse 16, Jeremiah 9:24. These all come to my aid, friends. So I'm not in any sense of the word attempting to justify any sort of crime. But I want to show you how the FBI is selectively prosecuting those that they would prosecute and leaving off prosecution concerning those that they don't want to prosecute. See, because again, the history of this radio show is that I condemn crime, starting with myself. And I always will, regardless of who commits it. Period. End of story. Read 1 John 3:4. Now, however, what I want to ask you is, what is wrong with the people in this country, going back to the likes of Madonna and bringing it to the present? What is wrong with the people in this country that tolerate the likes of Madonna, who literally incited a people through the Women's March, if you want to call it that, through her words to blow up the White House and yet go unpunished? I want you to hear what I just said. How is it that the American people are at a place now that they tolerate the likes of Madonna, who incites a people during the Women's March through her words to blow up the people's White House with the people's pick, namely Donald Trump in that White House? How is it that she went unpunished? I want that to sink in. How is it that Madonna has gone unpunished concerning her words, where she was inciting a people through the Women's March to blow up the people's White House? Hey, America, where was the FBI? Hey, America, where is the FBI concerning the likes of Madonna? Well, she's a player. She's controlled opposition. She is one of those where her mind is in someone else's mind, and it's a terrible place to be. Furthermore, how do Americans tolerate people like Linda Sarsour, who was leading the Women's March in which Madonna was a speaker? For those that did not know who Linda Sarsour is, she is the woman that led up the Women's March in January. Linda Sarsour is tied to Hamas, and she's also seeking to overthrow American government by inciting the people to domestic insurrection in order to establish Sharia law in America. Hey, America, where's the FBI? As a matter of fact, she was just recently arrested, friends, for protest against we the people in this country. Did I tell you, friends? Did you hear who she is? She is Hamas-tied, seeking to overthrow American government by inciting the people to domestic insurrection in order to establish Sharia law. America, where is the FBI? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are hooked up on Comrax, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to go ahead, give us a call. Weigh in. You have 53 countries and 71 affiliates across the United States of America that are listening to you live right now. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about selective prosecution by the FBI. And it's pretty amazing how this works. I started off during the first segment, second segment, asking you the question, what's wrong with the people, America, that tolerates the likes of Madonna, who incites the people through her words to blow up the people's White House? Yet she went unpunished. America? Question mark. Where was the FBI? Does she have enough money to just go ahead and pay off the judge? Because I'll tell you what, friends, that is the message that's being sent to the next generation. And I want to tell you, across the boards, America, people are sick and tired of injustice. And I want to tell you this for the record. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Just for the record. Then I ask the question, how do Americans tolerate people like Linda Sarsour, who is leading up the Women's March in January? And for those that did not know who she was, Linda Sarsour is tied to Hamas in America, seeking to overthrow American government by inciting the people to domestic insurrection in order to establish Sharia law. And it's funny, America, that I just said that, because what's interesting about that is I remember when I started blowing the trumpet Ezekiel 33:3, read it when you get a moment. Concerning Sharia law on the heels of the homosexuals, nobody even paid any mind to it. Bradley, you're a radical. What are you talking about? What's going on with this? That's just far-fetched. Is it? And I told the homosexual communities that you're being used as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution, and you need to turn around and look because you have a bunch of Muslims on your trail. See, but they didn't want to listen to that. Now look where we're at today. The establishment, those that you're complaining about America, are allowing the likes, because they're in cahoots, of Linda Sarsour, who is leading up the Women's March in January. By the way, with the state-controlled media, the bought-and-paid narrative of propaganda, CIA-controlled, giving the approval of these people while condemning anybody that would speak out against them. But again, going back to Linda Sarsour, friends, where is the FBI? They know who she is. How is it that, is it freedom of speech that she can come here and commit the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States of America, in an attempt to overthrow our government and establish Sharia law? Well, that's a little extreme, isn't it, Bradley? Yes, it is. It is very extreme. So again, I lay to your candor, where's the FBI? How come they're giving her a free hand to go ahead and do what she wants, when she wants, and how she wants? Furthermore, America, you know all the well the likes of George Soros and other groups and other of those that are in the shadows, friends, that are paying for these people to do the things that they're doing. But you already knew that. You already knew that. Hey, America, listen to this one. I hope you're sitting down. I really do. Strap your seatbelt on for this one. Because I want to ask you Americans, how is it that you look the other way when it comes to the next Women's March organizer? Are you ready for this one? I brought it up yesterday. Put a little salt on your tongue, but here it is. Rasmia Youssef Odi. She's a convicted terrorist that will be leading up the next Women's March as the next Women's March organizer. She's a convicted terrorist. Oda, she's a Palestinian, just like Linda Sarsour is. She was convicted in Israel in 1970 for her part in two terrorist bombings, one of which killed two students while they were shopping for groceries. She spent 10 years in prison for her crimes. She then managed to become a U.S. citizen. Wow, how did she do that? Sounds like she may have some help from those that were on the inside, right? Absolutely. She then managed to become a U.S. citizen in 2004 by lying about her past, but was subsequently convicted in 2014 of immigration fraud for the falsehoods. But she's still here. However, she won the right to a new trial set for this spring by claiming she had been suffering from PTSD at the time she lied on her application. In other words, friends, she just couldn't help herself. She was just too sick in the mind, or she was too forgetful. She was just suffering from PTSD when she lied on her application. She just forgot about the fact that she was a convicted terrorist in 1970. She just forgot somehow or another that she killed two students. That she spaced that thought, friends. And she also forgot that she spent 10 years in prison for her crimes. But mysteriously, she's managed to become a U.S. citizen in 2004 by lying about all of her past. But now that she's been busted, that's all she's got to say is she's suffering. She's got memory loss now. She's got PTSD. Really, America? Seriously, America? Oh, and by the way, in her time as a citizen, she worked for a while as an Obamacare navigator. You heard me right. A convicted terrorist responsible for killing two kids, spending 10 years in prison, she's now mysteriously becoming the next Women's March organizer. Hey, America, I got a question for you. And then on top of that, she was working for Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, America, where's the FBI? We're talking about selective prosecution by the FBI. How come the FBI is nowhere to be found concerning these people? Well, we're watching them. I don't care if you're watching them or not. You already know that they're guilty of the crime. You already know what they're here for. Why is she free to run the streets of America? Why is she free to work for the president of the United States of America, the past criminal foreign sodomite named Barack Hussein Obama? You know who she is. And if you didn't, those that work for the FBI, because I'm by no means saying that those that work in the FBI, they're all corrupt. No, a little leaven's the whole lump. And that's what we're highlighting right now. We want to get rid of the leaven. But the fact of the matter is, you people know who she is, what she's done, and now for some reason or another, you think it's just going to be a cool thing to sit back and, well, you know, go ahead and let her be the next Women's March organizer to incite domestic insurrection to overthrow American law. Who's guilty? At this point, everybody that hears my voice is guilty for tolerating the crimes. But again, America, where's the FBI? Well, we know that the FBI is missing in action when it comes time to prosecute the crimes of the above said, who are advocating crimes against Americans on American soil. This is a fact. This is a fact. Hey, friends, did you hear about Nazim Kadri, who threatened to murder Mark Giordano, two NHL players? He was caught up in the heat of a moment. And what was interesting is that when they were both on the ice, which has everything in the world to do with what I'm talking about right now, they were both on the ice. Mark Giordano hits Nazim Kadri, who's a Muslim, an NHL player, just like he would hit anybody else. And he gets up and starts making reference to slitting his throat on national television. Did you hear what I said? He started to make the gesture that he would slice the throat of Mark Giordano, friends, a Muslim NHL player for the world to see. Oh, as a matter of fact, I just wanted to let you know, because you're going to hear from an FBI prosecutor up and coming, that, you know, we're not going to discriminate against anybody's religion or their cultural lifestyles, forgive me. Did you know that the Quran 47... Scripture reference 47, Scripture 4. It says, when you meet the unbeliever, strike the necks. And this is exactly what he was doing on the ice for the world to see. But friends, here's the good news. The 25-year-old Kadri was disciplined for the game gesture while playing for Canada in a game against Switzerland at the 2010 World Junior Hockey Championship. You can watch the video if you'd like to. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can watch him do this for the world to see. But here's the good part, America. He was reprimanded. Hey, America, this is the second time this individual has done this. This is the book that they're reading from, namely the Quran. When you meet the unbeliever, strike the next. So when they begin to act it out, don't act surprised as to what you're allowing to breed in the United States of America. Hey, America, how come the FBI hasn't intervened when it comes to re-educating students in public schools in America? I mean, after all, in public schools in America, and by the way, the ACLU is also advocating Muslims to overthrow Christians in their own country, which is a part of judgment, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, to a T, by the way. Well, what are they teaching in public schools? Well, just ask the Muslims who are getting a pass when it comes to teaching what they're teaching in public schools in America. This is what they're teaching in public schools. Learning to become a Muslim. Fasting for Ramadan in public schools. Learning the five pillars of Islam. You ready for this? Memorizing verses of the Quran in public schools. Have you heard the state-controlled media set the narrative that this was going on in public schools without any protest? Nope. They're protecting them. You know what else they're teaching kids in public schools in America, friends? Adopting a Muslim name, and here you go. They're teaching kids in public schools how to stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims, in public schools in this country. Where's the FBI? Hey, America, where's the media? The media is busy protecting these people. I mean, to their own demise. The Bible tells us, he who digs a pit will surely fall into the pit that he himself has dug. In America, as you tolerate this, understand that you're a part of falling into the pit that they're digging for all of us to fall into. And by the way, that includes them as well. They just don't know it yet. Now, when I come back, I'm going to bring in scope, in perspective, as to exactly what I'm talking about, because mysteriously, those that are actually committing and threatening the people in this country, for some reason or another, they're getting a pass. But what happened to the Minnesota man that was scared to death, and he began to threaten those within?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Going to take Jack from Maine, attempting to answer this phone call, but I can't get him up. Can you guys on a GCN pull up Jack from Maine? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Bradley? Good to talk
to
you.
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in.
Where was the FBI when Barry Sertoro was going into Pakistan? Where was... Do you think the new Muslim chaplains will read Protestant soldiers the Romans Road before they die? I don't think so.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, Jack, just to kind of highlight even some of the notes that I have in front of me right now, I think people fail to remember that when Barack Hussein Obama left office, people need to consider the bureaucracies that he filled with these people that remain to this day. And so when we're talking about Muslims perhaps being in high places, keep in mind, friends, they weren't elected. They were actually hired to do the job that they're doing. So America, when we're talking about draining the sewer, we need to drain the whole sewer. We need to vet every prospective organization or any part of government and representative positions or whatever the case might be throughout government, through all branches, both Congress and senatorial. And we need to vet every one of those outfits for the very purpose of finding these people out, because they have been planted, and that's exactly what we're dealing with here today.
You can't put more beaver in the swamp and expect to be able to break the dam.
Exactly.
You got to stop putting rodents in there and start breaking the dam.
That's
now,
right.
What's the one entity
official
that could actually stop this? Who would actually execute the laws?
Are you putting me through school, or are you going to make the point, Jack?
The schooling is we have lost our constitutional militia. The constitutional militia is not the National Guard. There's no constitutional militia anywhere. There's a bunch of crazy people like myself and others that think they're militia and they're running around in the woods with guns, but they're not the militia that executes the law. And that's what we need. And it's a simple process that needs to be done, which is why the good guys couldn't get Obama out. Who's going to arrest him?
That's right. You know what's interesting about what you're saying right now is that the American people realize that they are the militia, because they are. Study the forefathers. Yes. The forefathers told us exactly what the Second Amendment was all about. And it's interesting how the American people have been dummied down by the Supreme Court to actually believe that what they say goes, and how they interpret what it says plainly for us all to read doesn't actually mean what it says. America, you are the militia, and everybody's afraid of the word militia, when in fact, you are the militia.
That's
so,
right. Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 15, that's what it's all about. You are the body of the militia. You are the whole body. And that is how the laws are executed. And Second Amendment, do you ever think about what regulated militia means? In 1790, regulate meant to keep regular, like ex-lax, not to block or stop or artificially intimidate. It's to keep it regular, make sure that it continues to work smoothly. Instead, they disbanded it in 1903.
Yep, and here we are today. Sorry for the delay, Jack. But you know what? When you read the preamble of the Constitution, I guess we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. That's where the American people have failed to remember that they are the law that brings about justice, and that's what guards our liberty. So I'm right on line with you here, my friend, and I appreciate your phone call. For the sake of time, I have to get rocking here. We're on our final segment, and I wanted to make sure everybody was clear as to where I was bringing this today, because what we're doing is talking about selective prosecution. Just recently, there was a Minnesota man who mailed a bomb threat. He did something absolutely stupid, friends. But what he did is he mailed a bomb threat to a mosque under construction in his Minneapolis neighborhood in 2015. And for some reason or another, friends, he was just sentenced Wednesday to 1 year in a federal prison. Now, what's interesting about this is when you go back and look at the details, the U.S. District Judge, Mr. Wright, sentenced Daniel George Fisher, 57, based on his guilty plea last year to obstructing the Tawfiq, Islamic Center's free exercise of religion by threat of force. Friends, they do not have the freedom to exercise their religion, which means to overthrow the United States Constitution to implement none other than Sharia law. Now, Fisher told agents that he wanted to staff at the Islamic Center, which primarily serves the Twin Cities and the local populations, to think that anyone could have sent a note which threatened to blow up your building with all you immigrants in it, said he. But the U.S. attorney, Andrew Luger, whose staff prosecuted the case, said, "My office takes very seriously any threat of violence against an individual or their place of worship based on race, religion, or culture practices." Wait a second. What about Madonna? What about Linda Sarsour? Well, hey, let's go over to the directors of the CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, namely the founder, Omar Ahmad, who said, "Islam isn't in America to be equal with any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on the earth." Where's the FBI? If this is a hate crime, then he's committed one. By the way, P.S., just a side note, all crime is motivated by hate. Oh, and by the way, that wasn't it. If this guy wants to selectively prosecute, maybe he should understand people aren't as stupid as they want them to be when it comes to the facts, because law persecutes and condemns all crime, not selectively choosing those that they want to enforce the laws against to prosecute. Remember what Mustafa Carroll, director of CARE in Texas, said? He said, if we're practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Speaking of American land, hey, America, where's the FBI? Where's the FBI at to prosecute? Lugar continued, the prosecutor, we will continue to work closely with the FBI to prosecute these types of crimes which threaten religious freedoms and violate fundamental civil rights. Everything that Sharia does undermines our fundamental civil rights. And keep in mind, America, Barack Hussein Obama, it was the one responsible. Where was the FBI? But going along under the command of a foreigner in the People's White House. But it was interesting to note that Barack was the one that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. Well, what a better way to use it and to do it than to use the homosexuals and the Muslims to do so. That's exactly what they're doing today, because now we have the FBI prosecuting anybody that would threaten those, and again, not advocating any crime here. What this guy did was absolutely stupid. I believe what he did was out of fear to send the message, we're not going to tolerate your crimes in our country. But interestingly enough, it was considered a hate crime when he threw the threat out there, but not when Madonna or Linda Sarsour or this other known terrorist that's going to be leading up the Women's March or this hockey player or what they're teaching in public schools in America today. For some reason, that's not a hate crime. What's a hate crime is what they say is a hate crime. America? Islam and Sharia law believes that they are above the laws of the land. They said it, I didn't. That is called treason. That is not freedom of religion. Read Article 3, Section 3. And I'm laying to your candor, where's the FBI to prosecute the crimes of those that have said out of their own mouths that's what they're doing in America? But listen to what he said. We will continue to work closely with the FBI to prosecute these types of crimes. To those that actually mean to defend themselves against foreigners that mean to destroy their country. That's exactly what they're saying. And furthermore, that's exactly what they're doing. They want to send a message to the rest of us, America, that we're going to stand down no matter what. FBI Special Agent in Charge Richard Thornton said Fisher's sentence reflects the severity of his appalling hate crime. Man, it's interesting because when my ministry was being threatened by homosexuals that wanted to bomb my ministry, that wanted to pull my hair, that put my house up online, that threatened the lives of my five little boys, myself and my wife, the FBI was nowhere to be found, America. Isn't it amazing how that works? Hey, America, your enemy is within. Your enemy is within trying to control the outcome as to what takes place in this country because they are attempting to set new precedents concerning unlaw in this country, which in fact, friends, are not law whatsoever. Hate crimes against Muslims nationally rose 67% in 2015, said the FBI. I don't know of a one, friends, but I do know of a whole lot of Muslims that have been threatening Americans and have committed a crime against Americans on American soil. Apparently, the FBI has forgotten about September 11th. How is this working out for you, America? Hey, folks, the FBI are selectively picking whom they choose to prosecute, and it's time for you to know the law so they can go no further.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. 1/3. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.